offering service.
圣灵，我们继续下午的学习哈。
Name Lord Jesus, we continue the afternoon studying.
啊，今天早上我们学习到主耶稣的第一个祈求。
And so this morning we learned the first request from the Lord Jesus.
啊，主耶稣在祷告当中，他向神求荣耀。
And so in the midst of prayer, the Lord Jesus asked for glory.
好，那我们来看一下主耶稣的第二个祈求是什么。
Let's see what the second request of Lord Jesus.
我们来看约翰福音第十七章。
John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章。约翰福音十七章的第十六节。
John chapter 17, verse 16.
十七章十六节，他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。十七节，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。我们在这里看到主耶稣的第二个祈求。
We can see the second request of the Lord Jesus.
啊，就是他期望他的祈求，神能够使门徒成圣。
And he wishes and hopes that the disciples.Will be holy.
那神主耶稣为什么要这样祈求呢
？So why does the Lord Jesus request this way?
啊，我们再看一下哈，我们看第十五节。
Let's look at verse 15.
啊，十五节说：“我不求他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离恶者。”十六节。
16.
他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样啊。这个是主耶稣为什么要祈求门徒成圣。
And this is the reason why the Lord Jesus wanted the disciples to be sanctified.
啊，因为一个人在蒙召认识主之后
，because after a person comes and believes in the Lord.
哦，认识主很好
，it is good that they know the Lord.
但是不够
，but it's not enough.
哦，说爱主很好
It is good to love, but not.
但是不够。
But it is not enough.
一个人认识主之后。
But after a person knows the Lord.
不只是要在道理上长进。
Not only do they have to grow in the truth.
不只是要实行爱心。
And that they have to perform love.
更重要的是要明白自己是不再属乎世界了。
And even more important that they realize they're not of the world.
所以因为一个人知道自己不是属于世界的。
So once a person realizes they don't belong to this world.
所以当他面对选择的时候。
When they face choices.
他知道要怎么样做正确的抉择。
They know how to make a right choice.
当他遇到挑战的时候。
When they face a struggle.
他知道要怎么样胜过试探，胜过挑战。
They know what to do to overcome.
所以在这里主耶稣对他的门徒有一个期望。
So here the Lord Jesus had a hope for his disciples.
就是期望门徒能够在生命当中有所改变。
That in their disciples' life that they have some change.
其实这里告诉我们。
So here it tells us.
当一个人认识主之后。
When a person, after a person knows the Lord.
他就应该不再属乎世界了。
That they should not belong to this world.
这里说我们虽然不属乎世界。
So even though it says that we are not of this world,
不代表说我们脱离世界哦。
But it does not mean that we're completely separated from the world.
这个有什么不一样？
And what is the difference?
逐渐如我们信主了。
And after we believe in the Lord,
我们为了要保持自己的圣洁。
In order to preserve our holiness.
所以我决定。
So I make up my mind.
我要爬到很高很高的山上去。
That I'm going to climb up to the highest mountain.
没有人。
There is no person.
我自己在那里搭了一个小木屋。
And then I built a small wood cabin.
每天就是打猎，然后每天自己就是永远自己生活。
And then hunt every day and just live by yourself every day.
不跟世人有任何的来往。
And have no interaction with the people of the world.
这样子来保持我的心思圣洁。
So this preserves my heart to be holy.
保持我的生活圣洁。
And to preserve my life to be holy.
但是圣经里面告诉我们的不是这样子。
But what the Bible tells us not is not this.
圣经这里主耶稣告诉我们说我们认识主要过新生活。
And the Bible tells us that once we know the Lord, we have to live a new life.
但是新生活不是脱离人群。
But this new life is not to be segregated from the people.
不是脱离世界哦。
It is not to be separated from this world.
但是虽然我们人在这个世界。
So even though our person is in this world.
但是我们知道自己不是属于世界的。
But we know that we do not belong to this world.
所以我们为什么要成圣？
So why do we have to be sanctified?
因为只有借着成圣才能够不再被这个世界所控制。
Because only after we are sanctified, we will not be entangled by this world.
这是主耶稣对我们的期望。
And this is the hope that the Lord Jesus has for us.
也是我们每一个人必须要努力的方向。
And this is where each one of us have to strive forward.
在这里告诉我们。
And here it tells us.
当我们蒙了光照之后。
After we are shown the light.
这个信仰的路不会很顺利。
That this journey will not be very smooth.
为什么不会很顺利？
Why will it not be smooth?
在这里告诉我们说我们的路上有恶者哦。
Because it tells us that we will have evil in our path.
因为有恶者。
Because there's evil.
他希望我们失败。
It wishes us to fail.
希望我们离开神。
It wishes us to depart from God.
所以在路上总是常常会在路上给我们放下一些绊脚石。
So oftentimes there are stumbling blocks laid ahead of us.
使我们能够希望我们会跌倒。
And hoping that we can fall down.
所以在这里主耶稣对我们的期望。
So the hope that Lord Jesus has for us.
希望我们在光照之后拥有脱离罪恶的力量。
And so after we've shown the light that we're able to depart from this world.
这是主耶稣的心意。
And this is the heart of the Lord Jesus.
希望门徒有力量脱离罪恶的辖制。
And he wishes that the disciples have the strength to escape the bondage of evil.
这个也是今天我们在引领人必须要有的心智。
And this is also the attitude we have to in order to lead someone.
有时候我们身旁有些人需要帮助。
Sometimes people around us need our help.
需要一些不管是生活上的帮助或是心灵上的安慰。
Either it's a help in their daily lives or something to comfort their hearts.
那我们就要用以基督耶稣的心，用同样的心态来照顾这些人。
So we should use the same heart as the Lord Jesus to take care of these people.
在这里主耶稣祷告当中，没有求神让门徒一帆风顺。
And we can see that the Lord Jesus did not ask the disciples not to face anything and to be completely trouble free.
没有求让他们能够脱离世界。
Or even to pray that they to depart for them to depart from this world.
但是求让他们有力量胜过考验。
But instead to for them to have strength that they're able to overcome these trials.
所以我们今天在帮助所需要帮助需要的人。
So today when we help those who are in need.
我们真的能够提供什么样的帮助呢
？And what kind of help can we offer？
那我们来看一下《使徒行传》第三章啊。
Let's look at Acts chapter
3。《使徒行传》第三章。
Acts chapter 3。《
使徒行传》第三章的第三第二节哈。
Acts chapter 3 verse 2。
第二节有一个人生来是瘸腿的。天天被人抬来放在一个殿的门口要求进殿的人周济第三节他看见彼得约翰要进殿就求他们周济第四节彼得约翰定睛看他彼得说你看我们第五节那人就留意看他指望得着什么第六节彼得说金银我都没有只把我所有的给你我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走这里是彼得所行的一件神迹。
So here is a miracle performed by Peter.
我们在这里看到彼得啊，他看到一个有需要帮助的人。
And we can see that Peter sees a person who needs help.
所以彼得就说：“你看我们。”
And Peter said, "Look at us."
这个人就定睛看。
And this person looked intently.
有期望，希望得到一些什么。
And that he hoped to receive something.
但这时候彼得就讲了一句很有名的话。
And then Peter said something very famous at this moment.
彼得说，金银我没有。
So, Peter said, silver and gold I do not have.
我把我所有的给你。
Whatever I do have, I give you.
我所有的是什么？
And what is everything that I have?
就是我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来走路。
I will use the name of the Lord Jesus to ask you to rise and walk.
其实彼得有没有金银啊？
Does Peter have silver or gold?
我们知道那个时候啊。那个时候的使徒教会哈
，We know that the church at that time.
那里是大家都是哈，凡物共用哦。
That they shared everything in common.
圣经上讲说很多人啊，把自己的房屋田产都卖掉了。
The Bible says that many people sold all their possessions and houses.
把钱拿到使徒的脚前来。
And they brought the money to the feet of the disciples.
所以使徒有没有钱
？So does the disciples have money?
使徒很有钱。
They have money.
有没有金银？
Do they have silver or gold?
金银很多。
They have many silver and gold.
但是为什么在这里彼得说金银我没有
？So why does Peter say I do not silver or gold?
是说他说谎话吗
？Are we saying that he's lying?
不是哦。
No.
那是因为他在工作当中哦，他看已经他的工作已经超过了这个金银物质上的帮助。
Because within his work, he has already surpassed, and his vision is past all the silver and gold.
今天要做善事容不容易？
Is it easy to do good today?
你看到有人有需要。
If you see someone who is in need,
你身上掏一掏零钱。
That you give some change.
你放一些零钱在他的碗里面。
You put some change in their bowls.
这个容不容易
？Is that easy?
其实金银要帮助人比较容易。
And to help people with silver and gold is easier.
难的是什么
？What is the more difficult?
难的是你能不能叫他起来走路
？Is that are you able to command them to walk?
难的是你能不能改变他的人生？
Is it hardest that can you change his life?
能不能让他在信仰上重新站起来
？Can you make them one stand in their faith?
能够靠自己的力量行走
，and to rely upon their own strength that they can walk.
所以我们今天帮助人真正价值在哪里
？So what is the true value of our help?
不要搞错了。
And we should not be mistaken.
有时候有些有新生代哦，年轻人哦。
And sometimes the young generation.
一直讲说我们要去做善事。
That we say we have to go do good things.
我们要参与社会。
We need to enter into the society.
我们要捐钱我们要怎么样做什么什么那个流浪就协帮助流浪者就做这种好事。
And we have to do many things to help all those who are lost.
这些是不是好事？
And are these all good things?
这些都是好事。
They are all good things.
这是善行。
These are all good deeds.
但是在做这一切的之上。
But besides doing all this,
有一个更重要的。
There's one thing more important.
更重要就是什么？
What is it?
好，是你要叫他能够起来走路。
That you're able to command them to walk.
你要帮助他改变生活。
To help them to change their life.
帮助他得到信仰。
So that they can receive their faith.
哦，得到一个新的生命。
So that they can receive a new life.
好，所以在我们一直想要去用金钱去帮助别人的同时
，So at the same time, we're trying to help others with money.
我们要记得，我们要靠神叫他起来走路。
But we need to remember that we have to depend on God for them to rise up and walk.
啊，所以彼得为什么说金银我没有
？So why does Peter say I have no silver or gold?
因为他在工作当中啊，他所依靠的不是他所拥有的财富啊。
Because in his work, he did not rely upon his money.
啊，我们今天在帮助人。
So when we help people today,
啊，不管是引领慕道者
，whether it's guiding a truth seeker,
啊，帮助软弱的弟兄姐妹
，or to help a weak brother and sister,
啊，你会发觉说我们能够做的其实很有限
，and you would discover that what we can really do is limited.
啊，如果他生活上有需要
，if they need help in their life,
啊，我们或许可以做一些帮助
，perhaps we can give some kind of help.
哦，可以给一些，可以有，可以做有些事情，在有些事上我们可以给他一些协助哦
，and maybe some things we can try to help them out.
但是在这一切一切的帮助当中
But within all these help,
我们要知道一个更有价值的帮助是什么
We need to know a more important, the more valuable help.
就是要帮助他能够成圣
That we are able to help them to be sanctified.
能够像主耶稣一样
To be like the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣所求的是门徒能够成圣
The Lord Jesus requested that disciples to be sanctified.
我们的工作也是一样
And our work is the same.
我们所求的是那些需要、那些软弱的能够在心灵上面刚强起来
So that we hope all those who are weak, they are able to be strengthened in their faith.
在信仰上能够站起来
So that in their faith, they can stand up.
或许他的生活没有改变
Maybe their lives have not changed.
或许他的困难还是在他眼前
Maybe their difficulties are still before their
eyes. 但是当一个人信仰成长了
But when a person's faith grows,
当一个人的心灵强健了
when a person's heart is strong,
虽然环境没有改变
even though the surrounding has not changed,
但是他对环境的面对环境挑战他的承受力不一样了
but his way of handling his surrounding is different.
所以这是我们真正需要帮助人的方法。
And this is the true way we can help a person.
借着圣经的道理。
It is through the words of the Bible.
借着圣灵的力量。
And through the strength of the Holy Spirit.
借着带导给予彼此的鼓励。
And through guidance and encouragement.
好，能够使对方起来行走
so that the other party can stand up and rise.
使得我们一个信徒能够在生命上有所改变
So when a believer is able to have change in their lives,
能够在道理上有所长进
and to grow in the truth.
既然我们知道成圣很重要
and we know that to be sanctified is important.
重要到甚至是主耶稣替门徒来代求的
so important that the Lord Jesus prayed and requested on the disciples.
那我们就要来问一下，我们就要来看一下，要怎么样才能成。
And let's look how can we be sanctified.
我们再看回来约翰福音哦。
Let's turn back to John.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章第十七节。
Chapter 17, verse 17.
十七节说，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Verse 17, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
在这里告诉我们说，主耶稣说要怎么样才能成圣
？So here the Lord Jesus tells us how to be sanctified.
成圣就是要借着真理的帮助。
And to be sanctified, it is through the help of the truth.
也是我们希望能够看到信徒能够成长。
So that we can hope to see the members they grow.
我们有时候也看到有些信徒他生活当中有些问题。
And sometimes we see their problems with our members.
你会觉得有时候照顾的很累。
And sometimes it is so hard to take care of them.
怎么都不会长大。
And no matter what, they will not grow.
怎么每次问题都一样。
And it's always the same problems.
就很失望。
And it is very disappointing.
很生气。
And very, very sad.
但是有时候我们要重新去看一下我们帮助对方成长的方法。
But sometimes we need to examine the way we help others.
在这里说使一个人成圣啊，使一个人长大是要靠真理。
And here it says that to be for a person to be to grow up and to be sanctified is through the truth.
而不是靠人的方法。
It is not through man's ways.
有时候我们都用自己的方法。
Many times we use our own ways.
有的时候是用人情的影响哦。
And sometimes to use human relationships influence.
有时候是用在自己的愤怒当中的责骂哦。
And sometimes it is through the anger.
我们有时候都用很多不一自己的方法一直要试图去影响别人。
So a lot of times we use many different ways to try to affect a person.
可是在这里告诉我们说，一个基督徒要成圣、要成长在于他对真理的认识。
But here it says, in order for a member to grow, it depends on the truth.
所以我们要帮助对方的是要在道理上扎根。
So the way we can help others is for them to root in the truth.
然后在真道上能够洗净哦。
So that they are able to be washed in the truth.
能够认识信仰的价值。
That they know what is the value of their belief.
所以当一个人认识了信仰的价值。
So after a person realizes the value of their belief.
他自然能够知道追求道理的重要。
Then they will automatically know how important it is to pursue the truth.
能够他因为了解真理的重要。
Because they realize what is the value of the truth.
那这就是他努力的方向啦。
So this is the goal for them.
所以但是这是不容易的。
But this is not easy.
因为在真理上成圣有时候需要经过一些很辛苦的过程。
In order to be sanctified by the truth, it has to go through a process.
我们看一下约翰福音的十五章哦。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
十五章。
Chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章的第一节啊。
Chapter 15, verse 1.
约翰福音十五章第一节。
John chapter 15, verse 1.
他说：“我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。”第二节。
Two.
凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。第三节。
Three.
现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经洁净了，哈。在这里说，一个人要怎么样才能够得到洁净
？And so here it mentions how a person could be sanctified.
就是要常常听神的道。
It is to often listen to the words of God.
因为常常听神的道。
Because they listen to the words of God often.
心里有神的道在里面存着。
And in their heart, the words of God remains.
使我们知道怎么样做才是符合神的要求的。
And then we know what to do in order to be pleasing to God.
那就是我们这样子日复一日、年复一年的来聚会。
And we often worship month by month, year by year.
那时候你会觉得说我这样子一天到晚来聚会，到底为的是什么
？And do you ever wonder how come you come worship?
是习惯吗
？Is it because of habit?
还是就是不去传道可能会来访问。
So that if you do not go, you're afraid the pastor will come and visit.
或者是反正就一个礼拜一次跟大家见见面。
Or just that you come once a week just to see everyone.
有没有想过我们每一个礼拜把这个时间花出来来到这里是什么原因
？And we need to think why we give up our time every week to come here. What reason?
这里告诉我们说是什么？要常常借着神的道，来洗净我们。
And here it says that we have to often use the word of God to wash ourselves.
所以我们如果常常来聚会。
And so if we often come to service.
有时候不见得会记得很多。
And oftentimes you will not remember many things.
有时候聚会结束之后。
And after service.
有时候才刚聚会结束哦。
And then the service just ended.
我们跟信徒聊天。
And then we talk with the members.
然后就问了一下哦。
And then we ask.
今天题目是什么
？What is the topic today?
就是那个啊，那个啊。
Oh, it is that top.
聚会结束马上就忘记题目了。
And then after the service, you forgot the topic.
所以你才会觉得。
So do you realize?
每次来聚会记得实在是不多。
That when you come to service, you don't remember much when you go back.
但是虽然记得不多。
So even though you don't remember much.
但是有时候就是那一两句你存到心里了。
Sometimes it is just that one phrase that you put into your heart.
有时候你在人生这条路上的时候。
And sometimes you're in the journey of life.
你在遇到那个危险当中。
You're in the time of danger.
你信仰在危险，你要做一个抉择。
And your faith is in danger because you have to make a choice.
你不知道。
And you do not know.
但是很久以前你存的那一句话，可能就跳出来了。
But maybe the words that were stored in your heart a long time ago will come out.
就那一句话救了你的信仰。
And because of that word, it saved your faith.
就那一句话。 帮助使你做了正确的选择。
And it's because of that word, it make you make the right choice.
好，所以在这里告诉我们说，我们要常常把神的话存在心中。
So it tells us that we have to often store the word of God in your heart.
使我们在面对抉择的时候，知道该怎么样去做。
So when we face decisions, we know what to do.
那这里告诉我们。
It tells us here.
这个如果是常存主道的人。
And whatever person keeps the word of God in their heart.
他会在行为上面有结出果子来。
That in their deeds they will bear fruit.
但是不是只有结果子哦。
And not only to bear fruit.
如果你结果子。
But if you bear fruit.
你就要注意了哦。
Then you have to pay attention.
这里说你如果常结果子啊。就要拿剪子把你修剪一下。
That if you bear fruit, you have to be pruned.
在这里要修剪干净哦。
And it has to be pruned so it becomes neat.
所以我们的人生当中。
So within our lives.
即使我们有时候我们觉得我们就明明乖很乖的听主耶稣的话。
And we often feel that we are very obedient to listen to the word of God.
怎么还遇到一些困难呢？
And how come we still face difficulties?
怎么还是有一些难处好像走不过呢？
And it's how come some difficulty will never depart.
这就是主耶稣拿剪子在修剪你。
And this is the Lord Jesus holding the pruning to prune you.
为什么要修剪你？
And why?To prune you.
就是借着这个修剪使你能够长得更好。
And it is through this pruning, hoping that you will grow even better.
不修剪。
If without pruning,
枝子乱长。
The branches will grow wildly.
看起来是很自由啊。
It seems that it is very free.
看起来是对你很好。
And it seems that it is good for you.
但其实是对你长远来说是不好的。
But to in a long-term view, it is not good.
这是修剪枝子的观念。
So this is the idea of pruning.
这也是我们养育子女的观念。
And this is our the also taking care of our children.
这是我们带领宗教教育学员的观念。
And this is also those teachers in RE.
更是神在照顾我们每一个人的一生的观念。
And especially that God is taking care of all our lives.
修剪有时候很痛哦。
And sometimes pruning can hurt.
修剪是你不想要的。
And it is something that you do not want.
我就这样过得好好的，你修剪我做什么？
I'm living very well. Why you prune me?
但有时候修剪过后，你才能够长得更好。
But oftentimes after pruning, you can grow even better.
所以我们有时候来聚会啊。
So sometimes we come to service.
我们是听到一些道理啊。
We listen to some truths.
听了又很不舒服。
And then we're not pleased with listening to them.
好像被刺到了。
It seems like it has spiked us.
你这好像就是被剪到了一样哦。
It seems like it has you have been cut.
哇，流血了。
And you're bleeding.
好痛。
And you're hurt.
那时候你可以有两个选择。
And at that moment you have two choices.
第一个选择。
The first choice.
你剪我干什么？
Why do you cut me?
你找我麻烦哦。
You're looking problems from me.
我生气。
And I'm mad.
每次都讲我。
Every time you talk about me.
我以后不来了。
I'm not going to come in the future.
有时候我们在聚会当中，如果被剪到了。
And so sometimes when we're being cut during the sermons.
我们可以有这种反应。
And we can have this kind of reaction.
但是我们也可以做一个不一样的选择。
We can also make a different choice.
聚会当中被刺到了。
That we are cut during the sermon.
被剪到了。
We're being cut,
受伤了
and we're harmed.
不要想说你每次你都讲我
and we should not say that every time you talk about me.
而是利用这个机会重新去思考一下
and using this opportunity to think.
为什么我会痛
why am I hurt?
为什么刺到我
and why has it cut me?
感谢主
thank God.
主耶稣在修剪我这个枝子。
The Lord Jesus is pruning this branch.
为什么修剪我这个枝子？
Why is it pruning me the branch?
表示我在主耶稣的眼里有价值啊。
That means in before the eyes of God, I have value.
主耶稣觉得我有用。
The Lord Jesus knows that I am useful.
有用才剪你啊。
And only because I'm useful, I'm being cut.
没有用剪你干什么？
And if you're not useful, why to cut you?
这里如果说有种过，不管是果树啊，有做过农的哈、
And does not matter if you have do anything related to farming.
或者是像插花的、
Or you have to decorate flowers.
哦，你通常为什么会去修剪
？And why do you prune it？
哦，做那个盆栽的不是都要修剪吗
？And those bonsai things you have to always prune.
你就是喜欢它才剪它嘛。
It is because you like it that you prune it.
你就是期望它好才剪它啊。
You're hoping that it becomes better, you prune it.
今天来一支树枝给你。
Give you a branch.
啊，你把它修一修好不好
？Can you fix it？
你把它剪一剪。
Can you cut it？
你不会做这种事啊。
You do not do this.
没有事就把它扔到火里去烧了。
And then if you don't do this, you'll throw it into the fire.
哦，所以如果你今天没有用
，So if you have no use today.
如果你今天没有价值
，If you have no value today.
哦，神根本不会去修剪你。
The God will not even prune you.
但是今天你被剪到了。
But because you're cut today,
哎，聚会当中听到有些事情我不舒服。
And there are some things I listen to the sermon I'm not pleased with.
我难受。
I'm hurt.
传道又讲我。
The pastor's talking about me.
每次都讲我。
Every time is talking about me.
哦，你要感谢主。
You have to thank God.
因为主耶稣希望你更好。
Because the Lord Jesus hope you become better.
剪你是因为主耶稣觉得你有价值。
And to prune you is because Jesus knows that you have value.
哦，所以我们在这里看到啊，那个在要成圣哦。要成圣必须要经过修剪的过程。
So in order to be sanctified, there has to be a process of pruning.
哦，在这里我们也看到主耶稣给我们留下的榜样哦。
And we can see the example that the Lord Jesus have given us.
我们看十九节。
Verse 19。
十九节说：“我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们因真理成圣。”17章哈，约翰福音的17章19节。
John chapter 17, verse 19. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth.
他在这里说，主耶稣他是为了大家的缘故，自己成为圣洁。
And so Jesus, for everyone, he has sanctified himself.
哦，所以这是主耶稣给我们立下一个榜样啊。
So here Jesus leaves an example for us.
哦，所以我们今天呐，如果也是对身旁，我们也如果今天啊，我们有这个成圣的盼望。
So today, if we have this hope to be sanctified,
我们有这个努力的方向。
If we have this goal to pursue,
啊，我们也希望我们身旁的人能够成圣。
And we hope the people around us can be sanctified.
啊，我们要学主耶稣哦。
Then we need to learn from the Lord Jesus.
哦，主耶稣自己做榜样哦。
The Lord Jesus made an example himself.
他在道理上先讲得很清楚。
That in the words he spoke very clearly.
用真理哦，讲道哦，主耶稣说，我讲的道哦，讲道理里面把你修剪，让你成圣哦。
That through the words that the Lord Jesus spoke, that he can sanctify.
哦，还有一个哦。
And there's another.
哦，就是也要做榜样。
And to also to act as an example.
哦，所以主耶稣是身教跟言教并重。
So the Lord Jesus through words and actions, through this too.
哦，所以我们今天哦，对我们的孩子有一个期望。
So we have hope for our children today.
对我们宗教教育的学生有期望。
We have a hope for RE students.
对我们的青年的下一代有期望。
We have hope for the next generation youth.
希望他们有用。
We hope that they become useful.
希望他们属灵。
We hope that they're spiritual.
啊，希望他们成圣。
We hope that they can be sanctified.
啊，但是我们要先看看自己。
But first, we need to examine ourselves.
哦，我们所表现的是什么样的样子
？And what have we act out?
哦，除了我们所讲的话。
Besides what we speak.
啊，在言语当中教导他们。
Besides through words, we're teaching them.
哦，要问问说，哎，看看自己说，那我表现的是什么样的方法呢
？But we also have to see how do we act.
我们看到那个幼稚教育哈，儿童教育里面呢
，and we can see the children's education。
我们看到说在里面啊，这个父母扮演的角色非常重要。
We can see that the parents' role is very important。
啊，那就是榜样的力量啊。
And that is the power of the example。
啊，今天如果回到家里来
，and if you go home today，
哦，做爸爸的对孩子讲
，and as a father he speak to the child。
哦，你要用功
，you have to work， you have to study hard。
哦，你要努力。
You have to try your best.
哦，你要灵修。
And you have to cultivate spiritually.
做属灵人。
To be a spiritual person.
好，去努力。
Go and try to be spiritual.
啊，爸爸去看电视。
And then the father go watch TV.
啊，爸爸累了嘛。
And then the father is tired.
啊，爸爸没有时间灵修啦。
And the father does not have time to cultivate.
你要努力哦。 你要做神何用的器皿。
And you have to work hard to be a useful vessel for the Lord.
啊，爸爸老了啦。
But father is old.
啊，没有关系，主耶稣非常的 understanding 哦，主耶稣很了解的啦。
So the Lord Jesus is very understanding.
我们如果今天用这种态度哦。
And if we use this attitude,
不管是对自己的孩子，
whether to our own child,
对学生，
to student,
对我们身旁的信徒，
or to the members around us,
如果我们是用这种态度在帮助别人，在带领别人，
and if we use this attitude to lead others,
引领慕道者，
to guide the truth seeker,
多祷告，
that you have to pray often,
灵修，
and to spiritually cultivate yourself,
你去进食，
and to fast,
我去帮你吃饭。
And I will eat for you.
哦，那如果是你用这种方式在带，
and if you use this way to lead,
有时候那个效果非常的弱啊。
And then the effect will be very weak.
哦，所以主耶稣在这里说，我亲自给你们做了榜样。
So the Lord Jesus has set a personal example for us.
为了使你们能够成圣。
So that you may be sanctified.
为了使你们明白成圣的样子。
So you may understand what does it mean to be sanctified.
所以主耶稣说，我自己成圣。给你们做榜样。
And so Jesus said, I sanctify myself.
所以我们今天要以耶稣做我们的榜样。
So we need the Lord Jesus as our example today.
到有一天要像保罗一样啊。
That one day we may become like Paul.
保罗说你们效法我。
Then Paul said, you imitate me.
哇，你说哇，保罗你好骄傲哦。
And then you will say, Paul, how come you're so proud?
为什么保罗这样讲？
Why does Paul say?
保罗说你们效法我，像我效法基督一样。
You imitate me just as I have imitated Christ.
他为什么敢讲这句话？
Why does he dare to say such thing?
因为他不只是在言语上面效法基督。
Not only in words, he has followed the Lord Jesus.
他在行为当中也足够表现出基督的样式来。
But in his actions, he is performed like the Lord Jesus as well.
使得人看见他就能够。效法基督耶稣的榜样。
So when people see him, they can also imitate Christ.
所以我们今天也要有一个榜样可以学习。
We need to have an example to learn from.
要有基督耶稣做我们的榜样。
That the Lord Jesus could be our example.
要确定我们学会了。
So that we are sure we have learned.
因为我们也是我们身旁人的榜样。
Because we are also the example to our surrounding people.
所以要成圣。
So we need to be sanctified.
成圣的方法。
And the way to be sanctified.
在道理上洗净。
To be cleansed with the words.
在行为上做榜样。
And to be example in actions.
我们再看回来约翰福音第十七章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 17.
约翰福音的第十七章。
John chapter 17.
在这里是耶稣的第三个祈求哦。
And the third request of the Lord Jesus.
耶稣的第三个祈求，我们看二十二节。
Verse 22。
二十二节说：“你所赐给我的荣耀，我已经赐给他们了，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。”二十三节。
23。
我在他们里面，你也在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一。叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们。如同爱我一样哈，那这里是耶稣的第三个祈求。
This is the third request of the Lord Jesus.
耶稣第一个求荣耀。
And the Lord Jesus pleaded for glory.
第二求成圣。
And the second for to be sanctified.
第三求合一。
And the third to be unified.
那这里说合一的目的是什么
？And what does it mean to be unified?
为什么要合一？
Why should they be unified?
在这里合一的第一个目的是二十一节。
And the first important reason, verse 21.
二十一节，使他们合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我里面，叫世人可以信你差的我来。哈，在这里合一的第一个目的。
And so here, the reason to be unified.
就是能够叫世人看见的相信。
That the people may see and they believe.
今天我们要做一个见证。
So if we are going to be a testimony today.
就问我们当如果我们当中没有合一。
And if among us there is no unity.
那个见证非常的脆弱啊。
Then that testimony will be very weak.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
当你带了一个慕道者到了教会。
When you bring a truth seeker into church.
你告诉他说信耶稣好。
And you tell that person to believe in the Lord Jesus, wonderful.
信耶稣得平安。
If you believe in the Lord Jesus, well, you will receive peace.
信耶稣有主耶稣住在心里面，哇，那个大家一片和谐。
And when you believe in the Lord Jesus, Jesus will live in your hearts and everybody will be unity.
进到门里面来,
but once they enter through the doors,
我看到两个信徒在吵架,
I see two members, they are arguing.
哇, 一个拍桌子,
one is slamming on the table.
哇, 一个踹椅子,
and one is kicking the chair.
哇, 你看那个慕道者要怎么反应?
And what kind of reaction will the truth seeker have?
信耶稣得平安。
To believe in Jesus to receive peace.
这个教会是神的家，是神的爱所充满的地方。
And so the church is the where God dwells and fills.
你自己讲的不会不好意思吗？
And would you not be feel very shameful to say it?
所以如果今天教会当中不和睦，
And so if there is no unity in church today.
哦，是这个教会不和睦哦。圣工很难发展。
If the church is not in harmony, it is very hard for the holy work to develop.
所以我们今天也是要重新去看看自己。
So a lot of times we have to look at ourselves again.
我们都知道教会要和睦。
We know that the church has to be in unity.
可是我们也常常看到教会里有些不和睦。
But oftentimes we see church is not in harmony.
那我们就想一想说，哎，这个不和睦跟我有没有关系？
And so, does this disharmony has anything related to me?
我们每次讲到不和睦哦。
And every time we say that there's disharmony.
啊，这些人害得教会不和睦啊。
And it is because these people has caused the church to be in disharmony.
啊，有时候都没有看看自己哦。
But a lot of times we do not examine ourselves.
哎，我是不是那个不和睦的问题之一啊？
Am I one of the reasons the church is not in harmony?
啊，你说我不算啊，我不算啊。
And you can say, I do not count.
我的天生个性就是这样。
That my original nature is the such way.
啊，我神造我就是这样啊。
God has made me this way.
啊，我脾气不好啦。
That I have bad temper.
啊，大家都知道啦。
And everyone knows.
啊，所以我不算啦。
So I do not count.
啊，所以我们如果每次都把自己不算啊。
And every time we eliminate ourselves.
啊，每次都容忍自己的坏脾气哦。
And then we go according to our bad temper.
啊，我容忍自己的坏习惯哦。
And to always act out our bad habits.
我就是这样啦。
That I am this way.
神造我就是这样啊。
God has made me this way.
哦，那我们有时候不小心就变成不和睦的原因之一哦。
And sometimes we'll become one of the reasons why there's disharmony.
哦，圣经上告诉我们说啊，神的道要洗净我们。
And the Bible tells us the words of God will wash us.
圣灵的能力要改变我们。
The strength of the Holy Spirit will help us.
好，所以如果你已经信了耶稣。
So if you believed in the Lord Jesus.
哦，你常常祷告。
You often pray.
啊，结果信了三年。
After believing 3 years.
信了五年。
After believing 5 years.
信了十年。
After believing 10 years.
啊，结果你的脾气还是这么坏。
And your temper is still bad.
啊，只有两个可能啊。
There's only two possibilities.
一个就是圣灵没有力量啊。
That the Holy Spirit has no strength.
另外一个呢？
And what is the other one?
你不愿意改变。
That you are not willing to change.
所以我们要重新去看一看自己的过去。
And we have to look back on ourselves.
今天的我比上十年前的我。
The I today compared to the I in 10 years ago.
我有没有更好？
Am I better?
我有没有进步？
Have I improved?
我有没有更像耶稣？
Have I become more like Jesus?
圣灵在我的生命当中到底有没有在用？
Has the Holy Spirit been useful in my life?
哦，有没有改变？
Has there been change?
哦，所以我们要回头去看一下。
We have to look, reflect back.
因为我们今天每一个人都是一个见证。
Because every one of us today is a testimony.
哦，所以我们当中的互动。
And so between our interactions,
我们跟家人的互动
within our interactions in our family,
常常会决定我们身旁的人会不会来信耶稣。
It will often decide whether the people around us will come believe in Jesus.
如果你常常去，你如果你的脾气非常不好
，If your temper is really bad,
常常跟隔壁邻居吵架
，You're often arguing with your neighbors.
每次到布道会的时候
，And every time when the evangelical service arrives,
走，我们去听福音啊
，And then you tell them, let's go listen to the gospel.
信耶稣好
，It is good to believe in Jesus.
信耶稣都会变好人
，If you believe in Jesus, you'll become a good person.
像我一样
，Just like I.
哇，你邻居都说。邻居说：“昨天踹我门的就是你呀、啊。”
And then your neighbor says, "The one who kicked my door was you."
哇，你还说信耶稣会变得像你这样的好人？
And then how can you say that you believe in Jesus will be like
you? 你的见证就没有力量啦。
And then your testimony will have no life.
如果你整天愁眉苦脸。
And if you're always sad.
唉声叹气。
And to always sigh.
出太阳也难受。
And when the sun is out, you feel discomfort.
下雨更难受。
And when it rains, you're even more in discomfort.
没出太阳，没下雨也不舒服。
If there's no sun, no rain, then you're also uncomfortable.
或是你每天都是活在这种抱怨，都是活在很难受、很的抱怨。
当中, and then every single day you live in complaint and discomfort.
你在跟你的朋友说,
and you tell your friend,
哇, 信耶稣, 人生充满了喜乐,
to believe in Jesus will be filled with joy.
哦, 信耶稣, 生活有盼望, 有光照,
and to believe in the Lord Jesus, you will have hope.
哇, 你朋友一看你,
and then your friend looks at you.
哦, 早上打电话烦我的也是你,
and the one you call in the morning to disturb me is you.
晚上打电话来说睡不着的也是你,
and the one who calls me at night and calls me not to gain sleep is you.
哦, 打电话, 婆婆也不好,
and when you call, the mother-in-law is not good.
媳妇也讨厌,
and your spouse is also not good.
哇, 先生更糟糕,
and then your husband is even worse.
如果你每天的生活当中都是充满了对一切一切的不满,
and if in your whole life, in daily life, everything is that you're dissatisfied with.
你在跟人家讲说, 信耶稣有平安, 家庭和睦,
and then you tell them that you believe in Jesus, you will have unity and peace in your family.
有人要相信你吗?
Will there be one person to believe in you?
所以今天啊, 能够合一啊, 哦, 跟我们的见证有直接的关系。
So in for us to be in unity, it has a lot to do with our testimony.
哦, 所以合一的第一个目的就是因为我们的合一使世人看见了能够相信。
And it is because of our unity that the people can see and come and believe.
我看到你,
and they see you.
哦, 每天这样很快乐。
And then every day you live, you're joyful.
诶, 奇怪了嘞。
And it's quite strange.
你赚的也没有比我多啊。
You have not done more than me.
你车子也没有比我好啊。
Your car is not better than me.
你的房子也没有我大啊。
Your house is not larger than mine.
怎么你每天都这么开心?
And so how come you're so happy every day?
每天都笑, 每天过得好像很愉快。
And every day you are laughing and like you enjoy.
有时候被人家欺负了。
And even though you're being taken advantage of.
东西都丢给你去做。
And things are being thrown to you.
你也笑嘻嘻的, 都不会像人家会生气, 会什么, 你都不会。
You will not be like others, you just do it.
你这个人不一样啊。
And you are a different person.
我来看看你这个人怎么会这么不一样呢?
And I will examine to see how come you're different.
教会里就有一个弟兄是这样子。
There's a church brother just like this.
他在工作当中啊, 奇怪, 他每次被人家欺负了都没有关系。
And in his work, every time it's being taken advantage of, it's not.
所以他有一个同事就觉得很奇怪。
And then one of his colleagues felt very, very strange.
他同事下班之后就跟踪他。
And then his colleague after work just followed him.
这个同事也很奇怪，就是。
And this colleague is also very strange.
这同事没有问他。
And this colleague did not ask.
每次下班就偷偷摸摸跟着他，看他去哪里啊。
And every day after the work, would just follow him to see where he goes.
这个人每天晚上都去，那是台湾教会每天晚上都有聚会哈。这个人每天晚上都去教会。
So at that time, Taiwan has service every night, and this colleague sees that this brother goes to church every night.
所以他这样跟踪他了两个礼拜哦。
And to follow him for 2 weeks.
有事就跟他讲啦。
And once told him,
我跟你去你们教会好不好？
Can I go to church with you?
这是什么？
What is this?
生命的活见证。
This is the living testimony of our lives.
所以我们今天要做见证。
So today we need to be a testimony.
除了我们讲的,
besides what we say,
还有我们的相处模式,
and also our interaction.
使人一到教会来就能够看到这个基督里的爱。
So once anyone comes into the church, they can see the love of Christ.
叫人可以信。
So that it will allow them to believe.
第二个目的,
and the second reason,
17章的23节。
Chapter 17, verse 23.
23节,
verse 23.
这里说, 我在你们里面, 你也在我里面, 使他们完完全的合一, 叫世人知道你差了我来, 也知道你爱他们如同爱我一般。 合一的第二个目的,
and the second reason to be unified,
就是在信仰当中体验到神的爱。
That in life you can experience God's love.
今天只有教会里面啊，大家哦有一个心智。
And only in church that everyone can have one heart.
那在相处当中，你才会感受到啊，这个主的一家里面的这种爱。
then after interaction, you can feel the great love of God's family.
哦，就是因为这样子才会想来啊。
And only in this way, you will want to come.
哦，因为什么？有家的温暖。
Because there is the warmth of the family.
哦，家是一个人心灵的避风港。
And the family is a refuge for a person.
哦，所以很多人啊，在外面受了苦。
And many people have suffered outside.
在工作上吃了亏。
They have been taking advantage of
their work. 回到家里呀，就能够得到家里的温暖的照顾的安慰。
And when they come home, they can be comforted by the family.
但是有的家其实没有这种温暖。
But actually, some families do not have this warmth.
为什么？因为家里没有合一嘛。
Because in the family, there is no unity.
我坚持我的，你坚持你的。
And everyone is look at their own views.
所以你走你的，我走我的啊。
So you walk your path, and I walk my path.
所以回到家里。
So once they return home.
怎么比公司还要冷酷？
And how come it's even colder than work?
还是出去好了。
It is better that I leave.
所以家里如果不合一。
So if the family have no harmony.
就没有这种家庭爱的温暖。
And then there was no warmth of this love.
教会如果不合一。
If the church is not in harmony.
教会就没有这种一家的这种爱的感受。
And then church will not have this great family of love.
所以如果今天教会里大家都很好。
So if everyone in the church is good today,
你就会很喜欢来。
And then you will enjoy coming.
慕道者来了。
The truth seeker comes.
马上有人去招呼他。
And then immediately someone goes to take care of him.
有人关心，有人爱。
Someone shows concern and love.
那很容易就能融入这个大团体里面。
And it is very easy to be integrated into this big family.
如果慕道者来了。
But if the truth seeker comes.
我们都自己聚在自己那个习惯的小团体里面。
And we are often gathering that little small group.
管他的。
Who cares about that person?
那是负责人的事情。
That is the business of the board member.
我把我这里顾好就好了。
As long as I take care of my own.
如果我们每个人都是这样子。
And if everyone is like this.
那这就没有一家的精神啊。
Then there is no, like the whole family attitude.
你回到家中。回到自己的家里。
So when you return to your own home.
你妹妹回来了。
And then your family members come home.
管他的，关我什么事啊？
And who cares? That's none of my business.
你不会这样子啊？
You will not be like that.
因为你在乎。
Because you are concerned.
所以因为你在乎，所以你会去关心。
Because you are concerned that you will take care of them.
所以我们在教会里面也要懂得关心。
So we also need to know how to take care of each other in the church.
关心那个比较没有人注意到的。
To take care of those who people do not pay attention to.
关心那个比较软弱的。
To take care of those who are weak.
关心那个不在你那个习惯的小圈圈里面的。
And to take care of those who are not in your small circle.
借着合一使这个家有温暖。
So through unity that this family may have warmth.
使人愿意常来留得下来。
So that people will often want to come and to stay behind.
第三个目的。
And the third reason.
24节。
Verse 24.
24节
Verse 24
父啊我在哪里愿你赐给我的人也同我在那里叫他们看见你赐给我的荣耀因为创立世界以先你已经爱我了、哦、那这里说合一的第三个目的就是能够看见神所赐的荣耀
And so the third reason to be unity is to see the glory of God.
如果当一个教会吵吵闹闹
When a church is always quarreling among themselves.
每个人当中都互相有心结。
And everyone has their own agenda.
在这种环境当中你很难看见神的作为。
And in this kind of environment, you cannot see, very hard for you to see the work of God.
我们什么时候看到神的作为?
When can we see the work of God?
都是当人抛开自己的不同。
It is when a person is able to leave behind their own ideas.
能够包容对方的不同。
And to able to accept other people's differences.
这种一体跟一家的精神、我们就能够在里面看到神的作为。
And so through this attitude towards one body, we can see God's work.
所以常常在一起祷告。
Oftentimes we pray together.
因为祷告使我们能够凝聚成一个心。
And when because we praise, we hope that we all have one heart.
这种祷告就有它的果效，就有它的力量。
And then this prayer will have its strength and effect.
所以当教会里面有规矩了
，when a church has its order set,
有秩序
There is order all set.
哦，有这个合一。
And there is unity.
哦，你就能够看到神作为的彰显。
And then you can see the how God's work appear.
哦，你看神要行，主耶稣要行神迹的时候哦。
You can see when the Lord Jesus performs a miracle.
主耶稣要给五千个人吃饱哦。
Lord Jesus gives to feed 5,000 who are
hungry. 哦，我们平常听讲到这个，讲到这一件神迹哈，那就是拨饼分给大家吃嘛，对不对？
And when we mention this, that they break the bread and give it to everyone to eat.
不对。
And no.
啊，在这里哦，主耶稣有吩咐哦。
And here Jesus actually instructed.
排排坐。
That they have to separate into groups.
一行五十个人。
And each line has 50 people.
排好了才有的吃。
And after you have organized, then you can eat.
没有在队伍里面的没得吃。
And whoever is not in those groups cannot eat.
队伍一片混乱，没不排队的也没得吃。
Those who do not line up cannot eat as well.
啊，这告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
神的家中要有秩序。
So in God's house, there has to be an order.
哦，要一排一排的坐好。
And they have to sit by, one line by one line.
哦，不是我们这边一排一排要坐好。
And it is not to sit in one line here.
而是说我们在教会里面事情彼此之间要这个要有教会里面要有一个和睦的秩序。
That in church there has to be order of harmony.
哦，要合一。
There has to be unity.
大家要听话。
Everyone has to listen.
乖乖的排好。
And to obediently to line up.
然后要等待。
And then to wait.
哦，开始发啦，开始发，从前面往后传。
And once it's distributed, it will begin from the front to the back.
这样才有神迹。
Then only in this way there will be a miracle.
哦，所以混乱当中是没有神迹的。
And in a chaos, there's no miracle.
哦，只有合一当中可以看见神的荣耀。
When there is unity, we can see the glory of God.
那我们这样看到了三个合一的目的。
We can see three motives of to be unity.
那我们来看一下合一的方法呢？
And let's see the way to be unified.
我们看十七章的十一节。
Chapter 17, verse 11.
十七章的十一节。
Chapter 17, verse 11.
十一节说：“从今以后，我不在世上了，他们却在世上，我往你那里去。圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名，保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。”哦。在这里说要合一啊，第一个方法。
And here to be in unity, the first method.
啊，第一个方法就是需要神的保守。
It is through the protection from God.
因为是我们都想合一啊。
And we all want to be in unity.
我们也都知道合一的重要啊。
We know it is the importance of being in unity.
但是总是在不小心当中啊，会起了冲突。
But it is in those unavoidable situations we have conflicts.
哦，或者在不知道当中啊，得罪了人。
Or in the ignorance that we have upset someone.
啊，但是在这里告诉我们。
But here it tells us.
啊，有时候要合一不是靠自己的努力可以做得到的。
Sometimes to be in unity, it is we cannot do according to ourselves.
人要努力。
A person have to try
the best. 但是更需要神的保守。
But even more important, they need the protection from God.
哦，所以教会要怎么合一？
So how can the church be in unity?
当教会的人常常一起祷告。
And then when the church members always pray together,
常常注重祷告,
and to always emphasize on prayer.
哦，当你注重了祷告,
and when you emphasize prayer,
啊，不知不觉当中啊，很多原本是问题的都不是问题了。
And then unknowingly, many of the problems have become not any problem anymore.
哦，所以我们在，所以我们要合一啊，要靠圣灵的帮助啊。
So in order for us to be in unity, we have to receive the help of the Holy Spirit.
哦，魔鬼最不喜欢看到的就是教会的合一。
And the thing that Satan's most want is that church is in disharmony.
所以魔鬼会用各式各样你想得到的方法、想不到的方法，都要来破坏教会的和谐。
So Satan will use all kind of ways, whether you can think of them or not, to disturb the work of the church.
所以我们在祷告当中要常常为教会的合一代祷。
So in our prayers, we should often pray for the unity of church.
要常常检讨自己。
And to always examine ourselves.
不要成为教会那个不稳定的原因。
And to not become the one reason the church is not stable.
不要被魔鬼利用了。
And not to be used by Satan.
更进一步的。
And a further step.
啊，我们祈求神保守我们这个团体。
And we ask God to protect this group.
啊，因着基督的缘故。
And because of Christ.
啊，使我们能够抛下个人的不同。
So that we can give up our differences.
啊，来彼此互相包容，互相怜悯。
So that we can all have mercy on one another, accept one another.
啊，第二个方法。
And the second method.
17:23.
Chapter 17, verse 23.
17:23.
Chapter 17:23.
我在你他们里面，你也在我里面，使他们完完全全的合一哦。啊，第二个方法就是要有耶稣基督在我们里面。
And the other method is that Jesus have to be in us.
哦，借着圣灵内住我们的心中。
And so through the dwelling of the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
哦，常常改变我们。
And to often change us.
啊，所以我们常说基督徒有四种喜。
So we often say a Christian has four joys.
啊，四种那个
洗 wash. Four wash.
哦，哪四种喜
？And what four washes?
啊，第一种就是我们知道啊，灵就是那个受洗嘛，洗礼水洗嘛，
and、
水洗。
It is the baptism of water.
哦，第二种就是灵洗，就是受圣灵吗？
And it is the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
啊，第三种就是道洗，借着道理不断的洗净我们。
And it is the baptism of the Word of God.
啊，第四种就是火洗，火借着患难考验我们，使我们得到完全。
And the fourth is the baptism of fire. It is through trials to train us.
啊，所以我们生命当中有这四种洗。
So in our lives there is this four different kind of baptism.
是每一个属神的人都必须要去面对的。
So that everyone has to face them.
然后我们就要靠着圣灵给我们的帮助。
And we rely upon the help of the Holy Spirit.
哇，不断的充满我们的心。
And to continue to fill our hearts.
借着主耶稣内住在我们内心的力量。
And through the Lord Jesus dwelling in us, the strength.
改掉我的坏脾气。
To be able to change my bad temper.
放下我固执的坚持。
And to let me give up my stubbornness.
哦，拿掉那个自以为是的心态。
And to remove the my attitude.
哦，能够跟大家能够去包容、理解、互相合作。
So that we are able to accept one another and to work together.
哦，有基督耶稣内住。
And so through the Christ indwelling in us.
啊，第三个方法。
And the third method.
17:22。
Chapter 17, verse 22.
17:22。
Chapter 17:22。
你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一啊。那第三个合一的方法。
And the third method to be in unity.
就是得到耶稣基督的荣耀哦。
It is to receive the glory from Jesus.
啊，因为有看到荣耀。
Because we see this glory.
哦，所以才会去追求。
That's why we're able to pursue.
这是人的一个本，人的一个天性啊。
And this is a nature of man.
你看到什么东西有价值，你就去追求这个吗？不是吗？
When you see what has value, you will pursue after.
哦，你看那个什么Black Friday 哈，那个黑色星期五哦。
When you see Black Friday.
哦，你为什么？这里可能大家没有哈。西岸哈，你为什么晚上十点去排到早上五点？
And so in the West Coast, they will line up at 10 p.m. all the way to the next morning.
哦，这里大家不会这样子吧？哈。
So does people do this?
你有这样子吗？我没有。有的时候他们会从九点十点哦，就等到早上，就在外面还有人搭帐篷，在那里等到早上五六点再进去买东西。
So there will be a lot of people. They line up at 10 p.m. and wait until 6 a.m. to the next morning to gain something.
为什么？
Why?
大减价。
Because it's a huge sale.
啊，大减价，你就觉得那个有价值嘛。
Because it's such a huge sale, you feel there's a value.
所以你就会去追求啊。
That's why you go pursue after it.
很正常。
It is very normal.
是不是？你看到什么有价值，你就去追求啊。
Is it because you see what has value, you will pursue after it?
更好的工作。
Even a better job.
啊，更好的生活。
Even a better life.
哦，是不是？你就是因为它，你看到了它的价值，你就去追求。
Is it because you see the value of it, you go pursue it?
那我们今天要能够在主里合一。
And in order for us to be in unity in the Lord.
我们必须要先看到那个合一的价值在哪里。
We need to see the value of being in unity.
因为看到价值，你才会去追求。
Only when you see the value, you will pursue.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们。
So here it tells us.
他说，因为看见主耶稣的荣耀。
Because you see the glory of the Lord Jesus.
哦，那个神给我们的荣耀哦，看到那个荣耀了。
And the glory that God gives us, you can see it.
想不想要？
Do you want?
想要。
Yes, I want it.
哦，想要就会努力。
And then if you want it, you will work hard.
神说那个永远的奖赏，那个丰盛的奖赏。
And then God will give you all this possessions or inheritance.
有没有看到？
Have you seen it?
我看到了。
I have seen it.
想不想要？
Do you want it?
想要。
Yes, I want.
想要才会努力啊。
If you want it, you will work hard for it.
哦，所以今天要合一哦。
So today we have to be in unity.
合一代表什么？
What does being unity means?
合一代表放弃自己的坚持。
To be in unity, we have to let go of ourselves.
改变自己的习惯。
To change our habits.
哦，是需要做一点牺牲的。
And you need to make a certain sacrifice.
哦，是需要受一点痛苦的。
You need to receive some pain.
哦，本来是很习惯哦，哇，两句话不合就翻桌子。
And originally, two words will make you flip a table.
哦，我的脾气就是这样。
And this is my temper.
啊，但是在要翻桌子的时候。
But during the flipping the table.
要发脾气的那一瞬间。
In that moment of being angered.
啊，突然想到，哎，我要合一啊。
Then I have to be in unity.
啊，为什么要合一？
Why should I be in unity?
啊，因为我要得到那个荣耀的奖赏。
Because I want to gain that eternal inheritance.
哦，因为我要得到那个奖赏。
Because I want that inheritance.
哦，所以我不能乱发脾气哦。
That's why I cannot easily be angered.
哦，我不能制造教会里面的冲突哦。
I cannot cause the conflicts in church.
因为有一个更好的等着我。
Because there's something even better waiting for me.
哎，你因为看到这个了。
Because you see this.
那你这样子一想。
And then you think.
哎，那就没有什么好生气的啦。
And then there's no good reason for you to be mad.
哦，也没有什么好坚持的啦。
There's no reason for you to be to see only your own view.
哦，也没有那个跟着人家那个一定放不下那个跟人家的冲突一直放不下的啦。
And there's no reason for you not to leave behind your conflicts.
哦，所以因为看见了荣耀。
Because you see the glory.
因为看见了将来赏赐的好。
You can see what the wonderful inheritance.
使我们愿意去合一。
That we are willing to be in unity.
愿意受苦，愿意做点牺牲。
Willing to suffer and to sacrifice.
好，所以合一是主耶稣很重视的一点。
So to be in unity is something that the Lord Jesus emphasized.
是主耶稣特别为门徒祷告的。
And it is something that the Lord Jesus especially prayed for his disciples.
那我们今天也要这样子。
And we have to be the same today.
不管是看我们自己的生命。
Whether it's we see our own lives.
或者是看我们跟别人相处的方法。
Or the way we interact with others.
啊，我们都要以基督的心为我们的心。
That we always have to gain to take the heart of Jesus as our heart.
啊，我们最后来看哥林多后书。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
哥林多后书第十二章十八节。
Second Corinthians chapter 12 verse 18。
十八节这里说：“我劝了提多到你们那里去，又差那位弟兄与他同去。提多占过他你们的便宜吗？我们行事不同是一个心灵，不同是一个脚宗吗？”好，在这里保罗对哥林多教会的提醒。
And so here is a reminder of Paul to the Corinthian church.
也是今天保罗对我们每一个人的提醒。
As well to a reminder to all of us here today.
我们是谁？
Who are we?
我们什么关系？
And what is our relation?
我们是家人呢。
We are a family members.
如果是家人，
If we are family members,
有什么是放不下的呢？
What is there not for you to let go?
如果是家人，
If we are family members,
有什么是过不去的呢？
What is so hard that you cannot forget?
哦，所以我们是同一个心灵。
If we are of the same spirit,
为什么？
Why?
因为我们是一家人。
Because we are one family.
我们行事是同一个脚步。
When we do things, it's of the same steps.
为什么？
Why?
我们是一家人。
Because we are one family.
愿主耶稣的恩惠时常与我们同在。
And may the grace of the Lord Jesus always be with us.
使我们能够体会到在主里一家真正的美好。
So we may experience how wonderful it is to be in the family of God.
放下我们的不同。
And to leave behind our differences.
使我们能够在这家中品尝那主耶稣所赐给我们的恩典。
So that in this family we're able to partake of the grace that the Lord gives us.
我们一起唱诗。
Let's all sing hymn.
一起唱诗162首。
162。
起来做结束的祷告。
Now we're going to make a concluding prayer.
我们今天学习到主耶稣的祷告。
And today we learned the prayer of the Lord Jesus.
我们可以求荣耀。
We can ask for glory.
但是那个荣耀是要由神来给我们的。
But that glory is given to us by God.
我们也要求成圣。
We ask to be sanctified.
借着我们的成圣使我们能够在信仰的路上有把握。
And through our sanctification, we have hope in our path.
更要求合一。
And we ask for unity.
因为合一来品尝在地如天的美好。
And because of unity, we can experience it is how good it is like to be in heaven.
合一不容易。
And it is difficult to be in unity.
每一个人的成长都有不同的背景。
And every person has a different background.
不同背景，不同文化，不同教育。
Different background, different culture, and different education.
不同个性，不同的家庭环境。
Different character and different family background.
所以自然而然都有自己的个性跟处事的方法。
And so very naturally, we'll have their own ways of dealing things.
但是我们要求主耶稣帮助我们。
But we need to ask the Lord Jesus to help us.
不是我们要变成一个不一样的人。
Not that we want to become a different person.
而是在我们互动当中学习彼此包容跟彼此接纳。
And that in our interaction we learn to accept one another.
对彼此能够有多一份了解的心。
And to have an extra room that we for us to better understand things.
因为在乎，所以包容。
Because
you care.
Because you care, you will accept.
啊，所以求主耶稣让我们对彼此能够多一份的，多一份的心哦，多更在意对别人的需要跟别人的心情。
So we ask the Lord Jesus to give an extra portion so that we can show concern to others.
啊，这也不容易啊。
And this is not easy.
啊，只有靠着祷告。
And only through prayer.
啊，在祷告当中，使我们在灵里能够合一。
So that in prayer we can be unified in the spirit.
不只是明白神的旨意。
Not only to understand God's will.
更能够多一份的心去关怀到弟兄姐妹的需要。
And even to have an extra concern to care for others.
能够多对别人多一点的理解。
So that we can better understand others.
好，我们现在一起跪下来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
我们一起到前面来。